Saint of the Day with Father Anthony Casamento.
Saint Bruno. Bruno was born in Cologne, Germany, and became a faith teacher at Reims, and was appointed Chancellor of the Archdiocese at the age of 45. He supported Pope Gregory VII in his fight against the decadence of the clergy, and took part in the removal of his own scandalous archbishop. Because of this, Bruno suffered at the hands of the archbishop's friends. Bruno had a dream of living in solitude and prayer, and persuaded a few friends to join him in a hermitage. After a while, he felt the place unsuitable, and through a friend was given some land on which to establish his new monastery. The climate, desert, mountainous terrain, and inaccessibility guaranteed silence, poverty, and small numbers. Bruno and his friends built an oratory with small individual cells at a distance from each other. They met for daily prayer and spent the rest of the time in solitude, eating together only on great feasts. Their chief work was copying manuscripts. The Pope, hearing of Bruno's holiness, called for his assistance in Rome. When the Pope had to flee Rome, Bruno put up stakes again and spent his last years in the wilderness of Calabria. He was never formally canonized because the Carthusians were adverse to all occasions of publicity. Pope Clement extended his speech to the whole church in 1674. I'm Father Anthony, and that was Saint of the Day. For more episodes, go to credio.org.au.